recording now, so I don't, because I gotta keep this Tim Dot Is discussion. Tim.
Technological service, responsible for generalized and specialized services to business.
Cool. I'm proud of Tim Dot Is. Okay.
Oh, it's like an IT website.
A really, really old IT website. Okay.
I would not trust anyone who designed this website to handle my IT business.
Yeah, same. Okay, let's go ahead and sync up real quick. Let's clap at 36.
All right.
And once more at 42. Okay. So I have no plans or notes or anything right now. This is literally just exclusively going to be off the dome.
Gotcha.
So I guess now we're recording now. I've never GM'd before.
Let me do the intro.
Okay.
Hello everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of The Wheel in the Way. We weren't able to record this week because one of our members is sick. So we're going to be doing a little off the dome side campaign with just me and Taylor.
And when we say off the dome, we mean off the fucking dome. I have no plans.
The only plan I have is tiniest character stuff.
Cool. So this is going to be short and probably at least a little bit of a mess. Because again, no plans. We just go in.
To be fair, both of us are short and a little bit of a mess.
God, yeah, it's true. okay. So Tori, you got the play sheets up?
For Dungeon World?
Yep.
Yeah, totally. Give me about 5 seconds. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't think about that.
Docs. I want the basic moves document too. Play sheets.
Oh, I just go to the regular website.
Oh yeah, other people use the SRD. I just like the PDF because it's pretty.
I mean, I would use it. But I'm sure it'll be a lot faster just to check the website at this point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about either a thief or a fighter.
Nice. So yeah, just let me know when you got the stuff up, and I can get into it.
All right, got both the pages up and the move page.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, another note for listeners: I have no free time right now, so I'm going to be doing super minimal editing on this. It's going to be a little rough. Hopefully, it's still fun.
Sorry in advance about my coughing.
Hey, we all got sick.
We all did get sick.
Rip. Okay, so let's do a little campaign. start off, let's see. Before we get into character stuff, what I'm gonna do, because I think this isn't gonna be a big thing. So I mostly want this to be sort of a call and response kind of campaign. And what I mean by that is I'm going to ask a lot of questions that just need small answers, and I'm going to answer basically anything you ask.
Right.
And I just want the campaign to just sort of spiral out from there, like we spilled kerosene and dropped a match.
Sure.
So, to start off, let's say, how big are we? Is this a world? Is this a city? Is this a shop?
I think let's start in a town, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a town. Let's see. Where are we? Is this a city? Is this a frontier kind of a town? Just an encampment?
Frontier town by an ocean.
Okay, cool. So it's a little beach town along a coastal road. We'll say that. Cool. Okay. So tell me about yourself. What we got going for you? What kind of person are you? We've got our little coastal town and a bit of a frontier setting.
Coin flipper online. Oh, come the fuck on, Google! You don't got to be 7 different things. All right, Tails, I'm a fighter.
Okay, you're a fighter. Sweet.
Yeah.
Let me There's some fighter has some things.
Spider has a lot of things.
Spider's got a whole lot of things. So first thing, what's your name?
Trixie.
Give me your name and pronouns. Trixie.
She, her.
Cool. Last name or just none?
No last name.
Okay. What's your alignment looking like?
I'm going to say evil.
Okay, you want to kill it. Kill the innocent. Okay. Or not the innocent. Defenseless or surrendered enemies. Okay, cool. Yeah. So you're Trixie. You're an evil fighter. What race are you? And I'm going to say, let's just fucking custom this. So you can pick from one of those, but like, I encourage you to just sort of make something up.
I'm going to go orc, of course.
Okay, so
it's kind of my
orc
thing.
Fighter. So orc fighter is not on here. What's your deal? What's your...
Maybe
actually,
I'm
here. Okay, I'm going to... No, here, I got it. You have an extra move.
All right.
Because in this town, and probably in this world, but specifically in this town in our setting, you know how orcs tend to have tusks?
Sure.
You have got tusks like a boar has got tusks.
Sure.
They look sick as hell, and you put little caps on them because it's cool, and then they're metal and don't chip when you stab people with them, which is the move you have.
I love it.
So the move that you have is called Gore.
Gore,
G O R E. Thank you. It's not. We're not doing that.
We're not doing that in this podcast.
Not no. What that lets you do is when you make an when you what oh hell what's the move? When you hack and slash, if you attack with your tusks instead of a weapon, you can. It's going to function a little bit like the. Like you can, if you get, you get a 10 plus, you can take damage to deal more damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to function a little bit like that. But what it's going to be is what should I make it? You can take a debility of your choosing to double whatever your damage roll is.
Jesus.
The caveat is you have to choose this. You have to say you're doing this before you roll your damage.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's a hell of a move there, Taylor.
It's a hell of a move because if you look, fighters have a hell of a lot of damage.
You
do D10, so that's doing up to 20 damage in a single hit with just smacking things.
Plus my bonuses.
Yeah, plus whatever bonuses you get. But there's also narrative implications to that. You're taking a debility, and then also this person is speared on your face. So you're sort of, to pull the curtain back, you're setting yourself up for a defy danger.
Unless they're dead.
Yeah, unless they're dead. If you roll that damage roll real good, they are pudding. You have ripped their innards out with your face tusks. So you have a signature weapon. Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. What's your look?
Eager eyes, wild hair, tan skin, and a built body.
Built body. Neat.
Yeah. She's real cute.
I'm gay. So a little more, like, just narratively, what's Trixie look like? You know you've got your big-ass awesome tusks that you can use to spear people. How tall is Trixie?
About good 7 feet.
She good 7 feet? Big. Cool. She's fucking big. Is she, like, broad, too, or is she, like, human
is
proportions?
Fucking... Is she human and go, like, 1.5 times.
God damn, that's a good look. Okay. So hair, does she have any? What does she do with it?
She just kind of lets it grow. She'll trim it occasionally.
Okay, but it's like one of those, like, I'll trim it with my sword, I guess, kind of trims. Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool. I love her.
It's bright red, for the record.
Oh, damn. So skin tone, is she like a plant kind of green? Okay, like an earthy sort of green?
Like forest
Skyrim green. Orc. Cool. Okay, so... You can basically just assign your stats however you want.
Yeah. You kind of haven't sent me a link to the campaign yet.
There isn't one. This is just off the dome.
Oh, so how are we going to roll anything?
Just use the slash roll in Discord.
I mean, that's only in the off-topic thing.
Oh, let me invite. Here. How do I invite somebody to a I don't know how to do this. Shit. How do I invite this bot to the voice channel? Actually, can you? Let me see.
You have to be a server administrator.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you totally can.
Oh, you can? Shit.
Yeah. So yeah, just use the Discord rolls for rolling.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, just go ahead and slap your stats on there however you please.
I'm totally joining one of my own games to make a character sheet just in case.
Okay.
Be a lot easier in general. There she is. Sorry, I'm still not used to... It's been a long time since I've made a character, you know?
Yeah, I never have, so you got me a...
You didn't make Siobhan?
Oh, yeah, no, I did. That was a long time ago.
It was September of last year.
Damn, you've been at this a while.
Yeah. Also, I don't mean to talk shit, but, the Dungeon World SRD, not very well designed sometimes. There's no,
yeah, it's not the prettiest.
There's no consistency between the different pages.
Yeah, it's a wiki that's not quite big enough, I guess, to have like a consistent style sheet that they enforce.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Let me know when you got your stats set up.
Yeah, I just now found the stat thing is the thing.
Strength. Okay, cool. So your modifiers then are like 2, 1, 1, 0, 0, minus 1?
I think so, absolutely, sure.
Yeah, because you got 2 plus 1s, 12 is even. Yeah. Oh yeah, you pretty much just slapped them across the board there. That works out really nicely for a fighter, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so... The cool fighter thing. Fighters got some cool shit in this game, which is like really nice because a lot of games, fighters just like stab things.
Yeah.
You have a signature weapon.
I sure do.
And it's cool as shit. You've got like, it's not just. Yeah, you'll see. It's cool. So tell me about your cool ass weapon. Which can be all sorts of fucking things, up to and including your fists. And again, you just if you think of something that's just dope as hell and you want to do that instead, go for it. I will enable that.
Just a straight up chain, like an actual chain.
Just a literal fucking chain.
Just
nothing attached to it. Just a fucking chain.
Just a fucking chain.
Jesus. Okay. This is like. What's this thing look like? Do you keep it like perfectly polished and beautiful, or is it like kind of gross and rusty and bloody? And
it is perfectly polished, giant, sick ass chain.
God, I love this.
It was used to restrict an ogre at one point.
Fuck.
So it is heavy.
And it's like super, like probably, I don't know, like 3 or 4 inch wide links. Just the thick as hell metal.
Yep.
Okay, so choose a range that best fits your weapon. I would say probably close.
Yeah, I think so. Because
it's not hand, but you can swing it around, but it's not like a long weapon.
I don't really know what reach is the thing.
Reach is like a spear.
That might be better.
Because like hand would be fist, close would be a sword, axe, hammer, that kind of thing. So and reach would be a spear. So yeah, let's say reach. Cool. All
right.
And you get 2 enhancements from this list, which has some cool ass shit on it. And again, you can always just make some shit up.
All right. I'm gonna take sharp, but it's not actually sharp so much as it is heavy.
Oh, okay. So it's like...
Like, it doesn't go through their armor so much.
Oh, okay. So it's like a... Yeah, it's like a hammer. And it's not... It's enough of a blunt instrument that, like, if you're wearing armor, it's just gonna crumple it like a tin can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
And I think I'll have to add huge on there as well.
Let's do piercing. And huge gives it messy and forceful. Jesus Christ. All right, and what's this thing look like?
Just completely unblemished.
Unblemished. Cool. Can it be blemished?
No.
Cool. So I'm going to make that unblemishable, which is probably Google Docs is going to be like, you can't say that word.
Actually, no. I take that back. It gets out to be blemished. She just cleans it.
Oh, okay. It can, just not for very long.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. You also have bend bars, lift gates, and armored. Which, like, those are some cool names.
Oh, yeah.
And your starting gear.
Yeah.
You've got your signature weapon.
Sure do. I'm going to go with scale armor.
Got that good scale mail?
Yep. And then healing potions and money, I think.
All right, and healing potions and some cash.
Because I can't see her having an antitoxin or a shield.
Yeah. Let's see. I kind of want to just give you adventuring gear because so you can have like cleaning stuff for your chain.
I mean, go for it. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, you've got adventuring gear too. Okay.
Hey.
So let's get going. So, what do you do in this town? Do you just do you live here? Or are you passing through?
She came about 3 or 4 months ago, and since then she's just been sticking around and killing monsters.
So it's like a little bit of a job for her. Maybe not like an explicit word, it's like a job, but you know, she kills monsters. People give her food and a place to stay. Works out. More okay. Less. So let's say that this is just one of those mornings. You wake up. How's her? How thirsty is she?
Depends who's nearby.
God. Okay, not quite what I was going. How hard does she hit the tavern? Because she's killed enough monsters at this point that the tavern is pretty much just gonna like keep it coming for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you wake up under a table.
I didn't say she was a lightweight, but...
Oh, no, she's not.
Fair enough.
You wake up under a table with the remains of a broken chair on the top of your head.
Mm.
There's a chair leg kind of just skewered on one of your tusks.
Damn.
What do you do?
She's gonna push herself to her feet.
You do, and you can't. You feel someone else who's unconscious kind of roll off of you, and you kind of groan a little bit. And like across the room, you see the barkeeper, whose name is Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
And Khalil sort of runs I don't know if that's even a feminine name, whatever, doesn't matter. Khalil sort of runs both the tavern and the inn. There's only one in town, really. And she's this tough, kind of like, not mean, but definitely stern kind of girl. And she sees you get up and she stops sweeping up the broken glass she's sweeping up and just kind of says, I finally came around, huh?
Yeah.
My scales. You know how to throw up, how to, You can take it outside next time.
Sure thing. What happened?
Well, oh God, I feel like that's kind of a big question. So, near as I could figure out, Jefferson backed into you. And now that spilled a little of your drink. And you didn't mind because, you know, you ain't paying. But you spilled some of your drink into Elizabeth's drink. And Elizabeth didn't take kindly to that. And she threw that drink over you onto Jefferson, and some of that landed on you, and you didn't take kindly to that.
Oh, Lord.
And y'all were pretty deep at that point. So, right. After that, I just got behind the counter. I ain't risking my scales for that.
Did she just say scales?
And she did. She has scales.
Is she like a kobold or?
No, she is a shark person.
Oh, well, however.
She's beautiful. You know this. She doesn't have a crush on you, but she does. She is kind of into you. Like, it's not a crush, but like, she would a little bit be down for you to do a little bit of crushing. She's a tavern keeper in a frontier town. She doesn't really get attached, but you know, a girl can dream.
To be fair, Trixie is a 7-foot orc.
Yeah, like damn,
he's orc to the size of like mountains.
You woke up in bed together once. It was a little weird. You're not. Neither of you could remember quite what happened, but well.
Well, I mean. Shit happens, I guess.
It may or may not have happened. You both had pants on, but it was each other's pants. So,
all right.
She gets back to just cleaning up. She's, you know, things got a little rough and rowdy, but it happens. She buys chairs in bulk.
How good of a person is Trixie? I mean, Trixie's an evil person, but how nice of a person is Trixie?
Yeah, because that evil is like your alignment, and that doesn't. It's not like. You know, you're not some Bond villain. You're someone who, when faced with a defenseless opponent, would choose to kill them.
Mm-mm. I didn't kill anybody, did I?
No, you passed out before then.
All right. How much do you think the damages cost? And she's like pulling out her wallet.
How about this? Next time, take it outside and keep doing what you do around here.
All right. Sounds fair to me. I'm going to look down at the person who rolled off of me when I was standing up.
That's Elizabeth.
Is she conscious? Is she alive?
She has your coat. You have this, like, I don't think it's leather, but it's this big, heavy kind of, like, a barn jacket looking thing. She has it, and when she rolled off of you, she kind of just like pulled it over herself like a blanket.
So this is the girl I got in a fist fight with last night.
Yeah.
And she's using my duster as a blanket.
Yes. All right. It was a long night.
I guess it was. Well, this ought to be interesting. Trixie's going to like reach down and just like throw her over a shoulder.
You're just going to take Elizabeth?
I'm going to take her and set her outside at least.
Okay.
What's the phrase as the queen?
So Khalil kind of like shakes her head and smiles, like chuckles a little bit, like, oh my God, again. And Elizabeth.
Again, just, what have I done in this part?
A whole lot, you know? You're a fighter. So you hoist her up over your shoulder and start to head outside, and she stirs a little bit and just kind of like half-heartedly like paps you.
All right. I'm going to grab a chair on the way outside.
What?
Are there any that are still standing?
There's a couple of people just walking by, but they mostly just kind of wave and go about their business.
All right. Shit, what's the town like?
It's not in like an old west sort of town. You're sort of up on the cliffs on a bluff above the ocean. There's a few miles down the road. About a mile down the road. It gives way to an actual beach. Mm. And if you could make your way down the bluffs, there's a small beach down there, just a strip of sand before the ocean. The town itself, it's kind of grassy, but mostly people keep it clear. There's a road that runs through the middle of town. People mostly get along. But it's not like, idyllic. It's like everybody's got shit to do. Gotcha. No one makes a living here by doing paperwork.
Gotcha. Everybody's too busy to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Except for me, apparently.
And they get all types, you know. There's the, you got humans, you got orcs. There's not a whole lot of humans, but they're around. You got the shark people who come up from the bluffs, and they do their part. Everybody just sort of does their part, you know. So you got scales, whatever. I got work to do.
All right. Important question.
Yeah.
How, you said we're on like the edge of the bluffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
How high up are we in comparison to the ground below?
It is about...
Is it like a sheer drop?
It's more than a sheer drop. The cliffs kind of curve back in.
Ooh.
So if you were to go down the bluffs, you would actually have to kind of like you couldn't have a straight ladder that went down. Because the waves kind of crash up against the bluffs and erode it up. So it kind of curves in that way. So, I'm going to say it's about 50 feet down.
50 feet. All right. Can you read my alignment to me again?
Let's see. Your alignment is, where is it? I've lost your page.
Oh, I can read it. It's fine. I have it around here.
Okay. Here it is. Kill a defenseless or surrendered enemy.
Yep. So I'm going to toss Elizabeth off the bluff.
Now, before you do that...
I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this anyway. Elizabeth is your girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're dating.
Well, how was I supposed
That's to? Why she was sitting across from you.
So wait, my girlfriend decided to attack me because I spilled my drink on her?
Well, no. She was, so, okay, Jefferson bumped you. Your drink spilled into Elizabeth's. Elizabeth threw her drink at Jefferson.
And it got on me.
And it got on you, and you weren't happy about that. So you turned around, and there was Jefferson. Because you know Elizabeth wouldn't just sort of, you know. And there's Jefferson, and he's got most of Elizabeth's drink on him. And, you know, from there, who knows what happened.
Sorry, I'm just the mental image of your face when I was like, I'm gonna throw her off.
No, no, don't throw your girlfriend off a cliff.
Alright, I'm gonna set her down against the wall of the bar and like sit beside her, I guess.
Okay. You sat her down. Do you set down that chair you took for her?
Yeah, I set down the chair and I set her in the chair.
So she kind of like groans as she sits down and like she brushes back her ears and rubs her head and is like, "Ugh, I feel like you hit me."
What makes you think I hit you?
I don't think you did, but it feels like it. Oh God, it is too loud out right now. You know, it's not especially loud out. It's just like a few people walking by, general like midday town
She's
noise.
She's just hungover.
She's super hungover, and she has very sensitive and very long ears.
Is she an elf?
No.
What is she?
She's a rabbit person.
This is harassment.
So this is your bun girl girlfriend, Elizabeth.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Right around then, somebody comes like running up and like is shouting for you.
Oh, she's not gonna like that.
No, she's not. She just like she pulls her ears down over her face.
All right, there's no reason to yell. I'm right here. What's up?
This is Caster, who is a general person who moves quickly in the town.
Gotcha.
You can make a living doing that. It's interesting. Usually like courier sort of work.
So like a bicycle messenger.
Yeah, and they run up and they're breathless and they kind of like skid to a stop. And, okay, Trixie, okay, you gotta get to the bus.
What's going on?
You gotta get to the bus.
Sure.
There's one of those things that's usually your thing, and it's there.
All right. Are you paying me or?
I don't know. Like, just we can settle that later. Just please, come on.
Can we settle that later? I like you know I'm getting paid up front, Custer.
I don't have any.
She just goes.
this poor kid is just like a mess. So you head over to the bus. Elizabeth kind of waves goodbye. Just like, yeah, don't get hurt.
Yeah, sure.
Elizabeth is an alchemist.
Trixie is like 80% certain that Elizabeth punched her last night about several times. Or she took like a rabbit kick to the back of the head.
So you head into the bluffs?
Head into the bluffs. Let's go.
Okay. So at the bluffs, there's a small crowd. Just like a handful of people kind of looking down over the edge.
All right.
So what do you do?
I'm gonna go look over the edge.
you kind of just like... kind of peer down over the edge, kind of nudge a couple of people aside who, like, one person almost falls off but catches their balance. Yeah. And looking down over the edge, there is a sea monster.
Like a kraken, or...?
It looks more like a snake, or like an eel, but it is enormous. It is as wide around as probably as Khalil's tavern.
Hmm.
And what it's doing is just sort of throwing its coils like to bash and grind against the cliff.
Hmm. I see. Well, why not? She throws up one arm and she goes, "Hail, sea beast!"
Thank you. It keeps doing its thing, but you hear this rumbling.
Is it?
And it's not rumbling like something bashing a cliff. It's rumbling like something. It almost seems like music. There's a rhythm to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't quite, this isn't a language, you know.
Hmm. I like how you immediately thought I was going to kill it.
Yeah, no, I was kind of thinking.
I don't really have any moves that apply here. What troubles you?
It kind of just, it keeps smashing against it like that. That rhythm keeps up. And one of the shark people who's there with you kind of like, kind of bumps you and just says, like, I can a little bit make out what they're saying. They're just saying your name, like, over and over.
My name.
Your name. That's why we had Caster go and get you.
Hmm. You know, I've had people try to sacrifice me before.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing
that's
wants
how I got
Dachi.
This chain. And she, like, holds up the chain.
Whoa, careful. Okay, I know. I've seen what you've done with that.
Yeah, they, well, back then I used a sword.
Like, it's we're not...
a clear threat going on here.
We're not trying to, like, the thing's just, if this thing keeps this up, you can see it's not going to weigh the cliff. The whole town's going to go in the water.
All right.
But I don't know. Just keep saying your name. Don't ask me. I'll pull back the curtain because this is a simple session. It doesn't know it's you. It doesn't recognize your voice.
Hmm. Gotcha. Should I go full phantasmal on this? Why not? Actually, I shouldn't because I just realized Trixie is the name of that fucking pony. So if I call myself the great and powerful Trixie, that's going to be a whole thing.
Oh my god, no. Okay. You have to pick a different title.
Give me a minute.
You've been called the Crusher, the Mauler. Elizabeth calls you Mommy sometimes. You don't really get
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ. It is I, the one whose tusks pierce the heavens, Trixie.
Oh, getting a little Gurren Lagann in there, huh?
I've never watched that.
Me either. So as soon as you say that your name, this thing stops bashing the cliff, and it kind of coils back under the water for a second, and then starts rising out, and it gets all the way up. It is all the way. You are like staring this thing dead in the face. It is 50 feet out of the water.
Hmm.
And it kind of pulls up to eye level with you. And there is a shark person sitting on its head.
Hail, see. No. She kind of like waves.
This is, let me find a name. Gonna scroll for a little bit here. This is Avon.
All right.
You don't know that. Actually, but Avon kind of waves and says, "Hey,
I'm gonna discern realities."
Okay, give me the roll.
It's just a plain 2d6. Damn.
Oof. Okay. So. Let's see. I don't know what to do with this now.
There's not a whole lot you can do on a failed discern realities. I mean, you can.
Okay. Here's what you figured out. This shark person.
Mm-hmm.
The shark people have these sort of, they don't wear like shirts really.
All right.
They don't have titties. So whatever.
Okay. I was going to ask if you like,
No, I'm not putting shark titties in my campaign.
Them closely, but
no, this what you know
by the titty.
Yeah, no, you notice that Avon has a scar, just this broad ragged scar heading down diagonally across their chest.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember giving them that scar.
Well then,
it was around the time that you first came to this town.
Hmm.
You didn't quite get the shark people are not everywhere.
Hmm.
And you went on when you were, there was like some kind of scuffle going on when you first came to town, and you lashed out because you thought, oh no, monsters.
It's not like me to leave a person alive.
Yeah, no, people explained and kind of a few people like pulled you away, and that was like enough.
It's going to need more than a few people to pull me away, but.
Well, no, a combination of, like, pulling you away and saying, like, Jesus, don't, what are you doing?
All right.
But, yeah, you know, you gave them that scar. Yeah, that was also how you met Elizabeth, because Elizabeth is the local alchemist, and she sort of doubles as a healer. She helped patch them up. She was very cross with you.
All right, well, that was probably a turn on. So, I don't know their name, but I recognize the scar.
No, yeah, yeah. You never, you know them because you were the person who gave them this awful chest wound, but you don't know who they are.
So we're besties now, right?
So they just, they say, hey, Trixie.
Hello, friend.
Yeah, you don't get to call me that, actually.
Worth a shot.
Whatever. Like, we need someone who knows how to kill shit.
And so you came to me.
You, hey,
a noted
there's
pacifist.
One thing I know about you.
What? Is that you clapping?
Oh, no, that's me, yeah. Cracking my knuckles.
All right. And so you decided to come to a noted pacifist who had never heard a fly.
Fuck you.
All right, let's go. What's up?
There's... down on the Strand, there's this cave.
Okay.
And there's some shit in the cave that's not... we don't know what it is, but it's not good.
All right. Any more information than that?
It's like... it's like someone took a million wagons,
mm-hmm.
but made them out of metal, and just sort of made like a worm.
So,
and it's, well, it's tunneling.
All right.
It's under there, and it's digging. I don't. You know what that means, right?
Dangerous?
If this thing carves out the cliff face and puts a whole bunch of holes through the cliff face, yeah, there's only one direction this town's going.
I see.
So do you want to kill it?
I'm not usually a fan of doing pro bono work.
Ugh, God, we'll pay you.
Excellent. Let's go.
Ugh, come on. and the sea monster, it does not open its mouth. It bows its head a little bit.
All right.
It has like horns and stuff all over it you can hold on to.
All right, I'm going to climb up.
Oh, mark experience, by the way.
For, oh yeah, failing the thing.
Yeah. Probably won't matter, but hey.
I mean, we might come back to this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did get your name.
Yeah. Fine, fuck. My name is Avon. Like, I don't like you.
That's fair. Most people don't. Especially after I stab them.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even think you could be stabbed with a chain.
I mean, I was thinking I stabbed them with my tusks.
Oh sure. Yeah, no, that they would not. They would not have survived that. They have. What you did was you kind of whipped the chain out. This was like using that reach tag, and just the last link kind of swung down across their chest. It was almost like a whip, but made of heavy metal.
Hmm.
So the sea monster kind of lowers you down to the strand by the sea.
All right, so it lowers me down to the strand by the sea. She,
Real quick, give me Defy Danger, dexterity.
Sure.
The sea monster is wet and covered in seaweed.
Gotcha. Hey, okay. What up?
Yeah, you're good. You hang on fine.
All right.
So yeah, you get down to the strand, and I think you just hop off the sea monster. I don't think you're gonna, like, hang out on top of that thing for longer than you need to.
Yeah, probably not.
And there is a crevice, just a big seam down the cliff face right in front of you.
Hmm. She turns back to Avon, if they're still there.
Yep, they are. They're kind of looking worriedly at the crevice. You can hear grinding inside.
If I don't come back from this... Well, that's probably not going to happen. But I would like to say I'm sorry for attacking you.
Are you actually?
I would like to say that.
Look, maybe both of you will die. like if you if you if that happens and you bite it, we'll give your cut to Elizabeth.
Why?
Well, I mean, you care about her, don't you?
Absolutely. She also has a successful business. Give it to a local charity.
There aren't like just go. And Avon hops back onto the sea monster and they get going.
No, sorry about stabbing you.
You're not actually.
In my defense, you're the only one that survived.
I was friends with them. And then out of range. You can't hear them anymore. So you are alone on the beach. There's a crack in the wall and something is grinding rock inside there.
All right, I'm going to discern realities. Because that works.
Okay. Give me the roll.
There we go.
You got a 7. Okay, what question are you giving me?
Just a sec. What here is not as it appears to be?
Let me think. What here is not as it appears to be? I'm going to give you that back because I don't think anything is not as it appears to be yet.
All right. What should I be on the lookout for?
The tide is coming in.
All right, so I don't need to be on the lookout for the worm.
You don't need... that does not mean the worm is not dangerous. You don't need to be on the lookout for it because it's not very subtle. But gotcha. The thing that you might not have noticed that it would give you, that can give you trouble, is the tide is coming in.
Gotcha.
You know it's low tide right now, and there's about 10 feet of beach.
Gotcha. So how long do I have in there, about thereabouts?
You don't know, because you don't know how... You don't know what that cave is like. If it goes up more than... If it goes up, like, 10 feet, probably you're safe. If it stays level or goes down, it's going to flood.
All right, well, I'm going to go in the cave.
Okay, it's super dark.
All right.
You hear this grinding noise getting louder just because you're getting closer to it. And there is a glow ahead of you. Pretty far ahead, but it's ahead of you.
I'm going to use my adventuring gear to make a torch.
Cool. All right. So with the torch, you can see that the walls of this cave are... They have this, like, this... pattern of grooves to them. It's not a corkscrew pattern because it's too fine for that, but it's been ground out in this. It's almost kind of like pretty. But it's been ground out in this kind of crosshatched pattern.
Gotcha. All right, I guess I'm gonna follow the trail.
As you keep going, you notice the path kind of splits a couple times a bit. Are you just following the glow?
Yeah, I'm gonna follow the glow. Why not?
Okay. As you're passing one of these cracks, you hear whimpering.
What kind of whimpering?
It sounds like you can't really tell. It's kind of echoing, and there's that grinding noise on top of it, but something is whimpering down one of these, like, side, paths.
Can I tell which one?
Yeah, it's just to your left, right where you are.
All right, I'm gonna go check.
Okay, you're going after it?
Sure.
Okay. You head down this side path, and it's not very far. It's really only a couple feet. It's like the earth just sort of split when this grinder went by. As you the second you step in there, you see and smell blood.
Oh boy.
And there's a not a shark person. Mm-hmm. There is another rabbit person. Who is kind of curled up in the corner and kind of clutching their shoulder.